All right, welcome to day 38. We're almost to the finish line here of the 40. I hope you're enjoying it. You know, you do have access to all the videos that are in that library, so please use them as a resource. Today, we have the topic is out of Matthew 6, 24. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. And the funny thing, when did you ever hear that phrase, you know, when your money's funny, meaning like you can have it and all of a sudden it can go. I don't know if you've ever had a big payday, got a big check, got a big settlement, something happened and you realize that maybe in your moment of your life, you're like, oh, maybe it's the first time you ever made a ton of money. I remember the first time I ever got like thousands and thousands of dollars of a check. It was for 1 week's worth, and I got done, and it was like $8,600, and it was easy to do the next week and the next week, and I was like, I can't believe I just made. I'm not an athlete. I'm not professional. I'm not famous. I was like, I can't believe I just made $8,600. This is insane. But I can tell you, I spent it all. It wasn't all spent on bad things, but money comes and goes. Time comes and goes. Things like stuff, having houses and cars, that stuff is nothing wrong in and of themselves. But that's what it's talking about is, what am I serving? And I want to speak to you business people and those of you who generate high incomes. And that is a piece of your plan where you do have to generate money. You have goals to generate, to meet, and that is important. It is important. Money is important, but it's not God. I don't serve that. And this is the balance I hope you see in your life. You're meant to excel. You are meant to do well. If whatever skill you have, if there's a way to monetize it, and there's people in your industry that do well and make tons of money and serve lots of people, then why not you? Why not you? Why not you have your own thing? Why not you do this and help lots of people at a big level? Because if you have a big influence, you have a big platform, and that platform can be used for good. It's what God designed us for, is to make a difference in the world, not just from sitting in a pew, not just from watching a Bible study, but to leave those places of worship empowered to go and live life. But it is hard sometimes for some people to not serve money and not to make money my God, that you base your value on your bank account, or you take a look at your life and you evaluate how you feel about yourself based on what you're wearing, or the name brand that you have on, or the car that you drive, or the anything that money is kind of representing, because it becomes an idol. The funny thing about idols is that they can't ever be big enough. What do I mean by that? Well, they're never going to satisfy you. There will always be somebody, we talked about this in several other videos, there'll always be somebody with more bigger house, a bigger car, a newer pair of shoes. You know, we could go down the line, a bigger bank account, a better investment. I'm asking you to run your race. I want you to leave your print. And when you think about your life here, if you want to do the best that you could possibly do, it starts with, it's not about me. It's about this bigger part of me that God put inside of me, that I'm here to serve and to love, and I'm meant to build and do something. And I can be, do, and have these things, but those things don't have me. At the end of the day, when I leave this planet, I'm not taking anything with me other than wherever I place my faith, wherever I place my trust. And Jesus said it this way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. It's the only way. So either he was 100% accurate, or he has perpetrated the largest fraud in human history on the planet. I choose to believe that he is who he said he was. And so God has a special place in our lives. Not to say that I haven't made mistakes. Not to say that I haven't gotten caught up with whether it's myself or trying to focus too much on the money. But I'll tell you what, it's so true. That principle of learning to love what God loves. What does he love? Well, part of that, besides the outside things to help people, is he loves you. And you've been designed with purpose. Love that thing. Equip that thing. Serve into that thing. Lean into it. You know, equip yourself in the sense of making it better, whatever that skill set is. Looking for ways to expand your influence. And guess what? The money will follow. The money will follow. I want to close with our quote from the day that was from this chapter. Joseph Prince, he's a pastor from over across the pond, but he said, use money and love people. Don't use people and love money. God's greatest gift besides Jesus that he ever gave us was the gift of one another. Never put money over top of the people and make those other things your job, a priority over people. I hope you enjoyed this, and I can't wait to see you tomorrow. We got a couple days left. We're almost to the finish line.